We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of Hanukkah. As always, you can ask questions on Kabla TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of Hanukkah. We'll start with excerpt number 3. This is from Rabash's article concerning the Hanukkah candle. The miracle of Hanukkah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. According to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal. The domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with vessels of bestowal because there was control over the work of Torah and Mitzvot there as well. This was on the outside. It is far more so in the thought. They would govern the thought so they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sitra Achra, other side, are only about removing them from the Creator.
Let's read it again. Let's listen again and try and divide ourselves into the nation of Israel, the Greeks, the holy priests, and all these things. Where exactly is all of that in us in one pertsuf?
The miracle of Hanukkah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. According to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal. The domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with vessels of bestowal because there was control over the work of Torah and Mitzvot there as well. This was on the outside. It is far more in the thought. They would govern the thought so they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sitra Achra, other side, are only about removing them from the Creator.
So you understand? Everything's clear? Any questions? Today everything's clear. Guys, what's up? Or you're simply so confused that you can't even form a question. Vlad, speak up. I'm looking at you. You're also... Who gave you a blow to the head?
There's just so many contradictions in everything we learn.
That's good. You started entering this palace, this space where the right and left can't go together, don't work together. You have to try and connect them, and you're going crazy. It's impossible, but you have to. But it's impossible, but you have to. If it's impossible, then what can I do? But if I don't connect them, unless I do, I have no idea where I am. So what can I do? Either I break through, I break force, or I exit, I leave.
Then how to break through?
Where I am right now, there's a big confusion. I'm as if looking in all directions, having no idea. It's a good feeling. If this is what you feel, I'm happy. So, questions. Yes, Gilad.
I have the impression that specifically at this time, those who come to do dissemination work, it brings a lot of inspiration from everything we do, to yesterday and today.
For sure, this is actually the best cure. You don't know what, there's nothing. Do something by which... Gershon, you hear that? Gershon, you hear me? Good. Do something by which you bestow to the friends. Mindlessly, emotionlessly, you know, come wash the floor. Do something in the kitchen. Let them give you to peel some carrot, some something, whatever you can. For sure, this is the safest thing to advance a person to be saved in the world of actions.
אני רוצה להגיד שבאמת גם כשאתה רואה חברים שמאוד קשה להם ודווקא הם באים ועושים
I want to say that when you see people, when you see friends that find it difficult and still they come and make efforts and do actions of dissemination, it's just leaves you speechless. Everything we talk about in the lesson, the conflicts and everything, you can see through the friends who do it. It's not just for themselves. They bring a lot of inspiration, like rays of light that spread to the world. It's just unbelievable.
Excellent. Was Zvika there too? You know how to talk to people? What do you mean, unrelated? You can convince people? Oh, you were not asked. Ah, we have to ask. Well, we don't ask anymore. That time has gone for by. Now, people are asking us to come. You, my dear friend, are lagging behind our entire development. So everything's clear. What?
Can I ask about the excerpt?
What is there to ask?
What's the difference between Torah and Mitzvot and intention, the thought that he's writing about?
The miracle of Hanukkah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. Meaning, we thank the Creator for sending the bad and also disclosing us of the good. And so, by these two, by being included, integrated in the bad that controlled us, which is called the Kingdom of Greece, then we were saved from it by the good, and then we benefit from both sides. And according to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal, meaning that they're kelim and you use them to bestow. The domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with vessels of bestowal, meaning the kelim, they're there, but you can't use them in order to bestow, and then a person sees that he's all the time in order to receive, and he can't get out of it, but he wants to get out of it, and he can't. So this is already advancement. Because there was control over the work of Torah and Mitzvot there as well. This was meaning that on the inside there was Torah and Mitzvot, and on the outside they were under the control of the Greeks of the will to receive. Like with us, suppose. Everyone knows that you have to be in order to bestow, right, Vlad? That you have to be in order to bestow. And nonetheless, even though that everyone knows, everyone's in the opposite. And this was an externality. This was on the outside. It is far more so in the thought. They would govern the thoughts, say they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. That's how the Greeks controlled them, that the intentions in order to receive controlled everything. We do the Yeshivat Chavarim, we study during the day, we connect, we do things, we think, we're advancing toward the Congress, and what's happening? Eventually, eventually. We think that the Greeks in us will enjoy it, our will to receive. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sidra Acha are only about removing them from the Creator. But when we do more and more, and we understand that we have no choice, then we cry out. That's it. And the children of Israel, just like they cried out in Egypt, the same here. How is it possible to defeat such a tremendous force? Only by help from above. This is what we have to do. At the end of the day, the middle line, the Creator, is something that man can attain only if he gets it from above, and only. What we're learning, that is if now we'll learn how to get there one way or another, what gets you there, or what you come to, is a prayer, only a more scrutinized one. In you, on the inside, start working new kelim. I want this, I want that, to aim things one way or another, connect two ends. How can I arrange them so that they'll be directed at the Creator? It's all in order to direct our kli, our vessel of prayer, more correctly. And then, if they can awaken the Creator, then it means that they can receive from Him too. Item 4.
Item 4. This is from Rabash, The Miracle of Hanukkah. The governance of the Greeks, which is the opposite of the way of Judaism. The matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason, in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. This is called the war against the Greeks. This is when the real work begins, namely, that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to Dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. This path is also called faith above reason. The Greeks wanted to control the body so it will not relinquish anything unless the reason agrees to it.
This is actually what the war is about. To try to rise above reason. And what do you get then? You get reason and revelation within reason and you name it, but nothing above reason. And then, I don't want it. I'm ready to shut my eyes, go with my eyes shut, only to start acquiring that state that's above reason, where bestowal is above the force of reception, to enter the spiritual realm. Read it again.
Again, item 4. The governance of the Greeks, which is the opposite of the way of Judaism. The matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. This is called the war against the Greeks. This is when the real work begins, namely, that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to Dvekut with the Creator. This path is called faith above reason. The Greeks wanted to control the body so it will not relinquish anything unless the reason agrees to it.
Okay. Today you're already detached, Professor,
Chanukah, we learned before that it's bestowing in order to bestow, Chanukah?
Go, what? Yeah, as if.
In the morning, we already talked about receiving in order to bestow, no?
Chanukah?
No, in the first part of the lesson, three lines. It's receiving in order to bestow?
No. It's neither. The first part is how to enter faith above reason. How do we reach these two things that contradict one another?
That contradict. So how do I understand the matter of the left line? It's not the use of the desire? Using the desire?
What do you mean? Of course the left line is the desire.
But bestowing in order to bestow is before the desire is used, no?
Why? Then who bestows in order to bestow if not the desire? If you're talking about any kind of state of the created being, you're talking about his will to receive. Because the created being, what is he? Desire.
I thought that bestowing in order to bestow is not using the desire, and then...
So who's in bestowing in order to bestow if not the desire?
Intention.
Can't be intention without desire.
So, the other way around, what's the difference between bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow?
Of course, both are used. In bestowing in order to bestow, I use the desire of you, Shorosh and Aleph, and in receiving in order to bestow, I use the Achab, the Oviut of Bet, Gimel, and Dalet.
So, if there is Oviut there, why is it called to bestow and not to receive?
In the Galgal Ten Denai, the Aviut is insufficient in order to receive, in order to bestow. To receive in order to bestow, it's that I pull, I receive.
Kolet.
That I perceive, receive.
So these lower degrees are called not reception.
It's like a baby. Is he receiving? He does. But does it mean that he receives? Without mind, without heart, his body demands. And it's not even it. It's nature working in it in order to make it exert somehow. He's
so
still,
because he has no independence,
he is still not acting and receiving in order to bestow. He has no ability to bestow to the giver. Yes, Niv, what?
In the letter that you wrote to the whole world Kli yesterday, you gave an advice to play. What did you mean?
I don't know. Dudi, where is he?
We read it in the lesson preparation.
This is something that I spoke out to Dudi, and he was the one that wrote it. If there are mistakes, then it's his. Yeah.
So can we maybe read that line that says you should act out? And
acting, you know, in spirituality, it's something very serious. The Creator, he plays with the whale, as it says. So all the more we have to act. So I have to see, where can I act that as if I'm aggravated, and how to spread over that the sukkah of peace. Meaning, who's in favor, who's against, how can we do it? Our problem is that we're indifferent toward each other. Furthermore, I have many complaints, but I put aside, what do I care? This is what kills us. It does not allow us to advance until, in practice, you will be as one man and one heart. Nothing will happen. What are you sitting here for? From one day to the next, does something happen in that regard? That you made an effort to come closer above reason, above the dispute. above the scrutiny that it's insufficient. No, we're fine, don't touch. Try to put yourself under a bit more pressure and you'll see what comes out. But otherwise, you're not touching each other, and then sure, everything's fine. It's all pluralism, we're all left-wing.
So,
how can the acting help in this?
That you will start looking for where you're not okay, for what stands in your way of really being connected as one man and one heart. And not to be afraid of really disclosing the force of rejection. Not to be afraid. And to write, I, in regard to Neve, I'm like this and like that, and he's like this and like this. And so I write it all down, and then how do we rise above it? Not erasing it. When I add sugar to something, how you go, sweetening. We don't sweeten things, but they have to be as is. And afterwards, we, by the force, we act with the force of good. When we start acting with the force of good, we see the force of evil even worse, because then I understand how the good's supposed to be, how we're supposed to connect, that we're supposed to be in a hug. I can't even come close to that person. How can I look at him? What will people think about me? Everything. And here you have to deal with these two, one opposite the other, these two discernments. And then the Creator will be revealed. You won't be able to combine them correctly together, only on the spiritual level. Then you'll start discovering how it all comes out of the Creator and how we're built corporeally and how we rise to the next level, and there everything falls into place. That's called faith above reason, the force of Bina above the force of Malchut. But if we're not making efforts, how can you then?
So, with regards to these efforts, what is the acting about?
We have to act, yeah. As if, because you don't see where you're in dispute, where you disputed with others, because you're already, you got used to it. How not to touch this and how to do that. Sometimes I'd like to do it to Vlad, suppose. I see that immediately. He's like, I'm afraid.
So, like you said,
I did it to you. And this would have helped you. Otherwise, you would have left already.
So, let's say the exercise that you just described, that I write everything that I hate with respect to my friends in the 10.
All the complaints, doesn't matter which. Everything. In the 10 in the meantime, otherwise you won't have enough paper in the world.
So I write it to myself.
Yes.
Then what I do?
Read it.
I read. And I see what I feel towards them, and also what I think they feel towards me.
Everything.
And then what does it mean to act out?
Is this a kind of revelation of evil?
Yes.
For sure?
Yes.
What are you going to do with?
So now I'm supposed to cover it.
How?
Probably I need to ask the Creator to not cancel it.
Of course.
And now what? I'm waiting for something to happen with this?
You're not waiting. You're praying. There's no point in waiting until He'll do it. If you pray and He doesn't do, it means that you're not praying correctly. You need the third force until the third writing comes and determines between the two. Good luck.
Can I ask?
No. In the evening, I'm recommending you to go and disseminate. Do a favor to yourselves.
And with this, we conclude this evening. We have the candle lighting of Hanukkah, 6 p.m. Israel time, and after that, dissemination. Everyone's invited. Song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.